Module 6. Possibilities for fundraising. Introduction. This module is designed to introduce possibilities for fundraising to the learners and guide them through several opportunities, national and European. After reading this module, you will be able to know basic fundraising concepts and terminology, explore strategies for diversifying your funding, learn how to find state and EU funds, learn how to get a business loan from the bank. First, state funds, including funding schemes regarding the establishment / further development of business operations through national programs. 1.1. Theoretical framework. Funding programs and schemes are extremely important for an FDI advisor as they aim to facilitate all interested citizens in identifying the appropriate funding opportunity under European programs and funds or national funds, so as to realize a project, an idea or a proposal. Therefore, the knowledge of the different and various programs and the due range of beneficiaries are essential for an FDI advisor. In the following unit, we will explore the various state funds so as to realize a project, an idea or a proposal, and the important parameters of fundraising. 1.2. Important. Fundraising and funding schemes through national programs. 1.2.1. National contexts, Cyprus. The national grant schemes are designed and approved at a national level and are funded solely by national funds. The aim of this project is the implementation of various state policies and priorities, for example, strengthening employment, promotion of tourism, etc. The implementation and management of these projects are taking place exclusively in Cyprus under the responsibility of the relevant ministries / agencies of the broader public sector. The programs can be divided into the following thematic categories. Programs of the Ministry of Agriculture, Rural Development and Environment. National grant schemes concerning the areas of agriculture, rural development, environment and climate change. Programs of the Cyprus Tourism Organization. National grant schemes concerning the tourism area. Programs of the Ministry of Education and Culture. National grant schemes concerning the areas of education, training, culture, the audiovisual sector, media, etc. Programs of the Ministry of Energy, Commerce, Industry and Tourism. National grant schemes concerning the areas of energy, commerce, industry, land. Development, small-medium enterprises and competitiveness, telecommunications, research, technological development and innovation, etc. Programs of the Ministry of Finance. National grant schemes concerning the areas of economy, finances. Programs of the Ministry of Interior, national grant schemes concerning the areas of social affairs and human rights, regional development, rehabilitation of architectural heritage, etc. Programs of the Ministry of Labour, welfare and social insurance, national grant schemes concerning the areas of education, training, employment, etc. Programs of the Youth Board of Cyprus, national grant schemes concerning the areas of youth and culture. Research Promotion Foundation, RPF, programs, national grant schemes concerning the areas of research, technological development and innovation. If you are interested in finding more information for funding opportunities, you can visit the following portal, which is a central point for all programs and calls for proposals, both at European and national level. Information portal for European and other funding programs. The portal for funding programs has been created with the aim to affiliate all interested citizens in identifying the appropriate funding opportunity under European programs and funds or national funds, so as to realize a project, an idea or a proposal. The different programs cover a wide range of beneficiaries. The applicant could be an employee, an unemployed person, an NGO, an SME, a local authority, a research center, an educational institution, a public sector entity, etc. Through the portal, you can be directly informed about the publication of new funding programs and calls in the area of your interests, such as employment, competitiveness, energy and environment, education, culture, research, youth, rural development, etc. Also, the portal can facilitate your search for partner organizations for cooperating in submitting a proposal where there is a required by terms of the programs. In addition, through the portal, you can be linked to the more specialized websites where you will find more information and documentation on the specific programs/calls and on the competent contact points that can provide you with more detailed information for each call. The portal aspires to function as a first stop and a central information point for all programs funded by European and/or national funds. The objective of the portal is to facilitate citizens in identifying the appropriate funding opportunities from the European and national programs and schemes, as well as to facilitate a comprehensive and direct dissemination of information in relation to the programs and the calls for proposals. The ultimate goal is the greatest possible utilization of available resources from European and national funds, which is expected to stimulate growth and the job creation. 1.3. Expert advice. What advice is necessary when developing a first funding strategy? Ideally, a strategy should cover all areas of potential fundraising for reference. Not everything can be progressed in the same timelines. Therefore, it is more effective to try and cover as many areas of prospective funding programs as possible. Also, another key point is the presentation of the organizations/products. From a simple leaflet to an elaborate website, these are the things that speak and convey the values of the organization/business and which the potential supporter will review. You shall pay attention to the small details, as these are the ones that will make all the difference to your case. You should dare to apply for funding opportunities. You should search for the available funding opportunities. Different programs cover a wide range of beneficiaries and projects. Second, EU funds, including funding schemes regarding the establishment/further development of business operations through EU programs. 2.1. Theoretical framework. The EU has several different funding programs that you may be able to apply for, depending on the nature of your business or project. There are two different types, direct funding and indirect funding. The EU makes funding available in different forms, including grants, loans and guarantees, subsidies, prizes and public contracts. 2.1.1. Indirect funding. Indirect funding is managed by national and regional authorities and comprises nearly 80% of the EU budget, mainly through five big funds that come under the umbrella of the European Structural and Investment Funds. The funds and the respective links are European Regional Development Fund, Funds for Regional and Urban Development. The ERDF aims to strengthen economic and social cohesion in the European Union by correcting imbalances between its rights. The ERDF focuses its investments on several key priority areas. This is known as thematic concentration. Innovation and research, the digital agenda, support for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMESs, the low carbon economy. European Social Fund. Funds for Social Inclusion and Good Governance. The ESF invests in people with a focus on improving employment and education opportunities across the European Union. It also aims to improve the situation of the most vulnerable people at risk of poverty. Cohesion Fund. Funds for economic convergence by less developed regions. The Cohesion Fund is aimed at member states whose gross national income, GNI, per inhabitant is less than 90% of the EU average. It aims to reduce economic and social disparities and to promote sustainable development. European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Funds for Rural Development in the EU. European Maritime and Fisheries Fund, funds for coastal communities in diversifying their economies and projects that create new jobs and improve quality of life along European coasts. 2.2. Apply for funding. To access EU grants, you should apply via the relevant regional or national authorities, known as managing authorities, in the member state where you are registered. 2.2. Important. There are various useful portals and websites that gather the information regarding EU funding. 2.3. Tips from professionals. First, check where and to which institutions you should send your request or proposal. The majority of the EU budget, 80%, is managed at the national level, and checks and annual audits are carried out by national authorities. Second, a lot of EU funds are managed on a country level through national, regional, and local bodies. These bodies can provide useful information and support. Don't be discouraged to communicate with them and request further information. Third, however, some EU funds are managed by the EU. There are several web pages dedicated to grants, public contracts and other EU funding opportunities managed by EU institutions and bodies. Third, loans from banks. 3.1. Theoretical framework. This unit presents typical or the most common procedures for an SME to issue a loan from the bank. After reading this unit, you will be able to acquire knowledge on the most common procedure for issuing a loan from the bank, to understand the procedure in the context of bank formalities, understand the procedures for loan issuing in Cyprus. 3.1.1. Basic information on how to get a business loan from the bank. To get a bank loan approved is not the easiest process. In light of recent economic troubles across the world, lenders are looking for a lot more in a loan applicant and are much stricter. It is vital, therefore, to be ready to present a comprehensive, complete package for review if you want your loan to get approved. It is important to note that concerning bank loans, there are no specific rules. Each applicant is handled on a case-by-case basis and according to the bank's rules and regulations. Usually, the procedure of applying for a bank loan includes the following steps. First, assessing capital requirements pre-qualification. Second, preparing bank loan applications, required documents. Third, applying for a bank loan. Fourth, closing the bank loan. Fifth, bank loan service and reporting. Sixth, bank loan analysis. The following is a list of the most important documents needed for a loan. Loan application form. Despite the technological advancements, many banks still require potential borrowers to fill out paper applications in order to get funding. Business plan. Anyone looking to secure a business bank loan should have a business plan. This document provides a detailed description of what the business is and where to the owner hopes to take it. Personal credit report. Your lender will obtain your credit report as part of the application process. Inaccuracies on your credit report can hurt your chances of getting a business loan approved. Business credit report. If you are already in business, be prepared to submit a credit report for your company. There are many practical ways to increase your business credit score. For example, clearing up past due debts is one step to achieve a better business score. Income tax returns. Most banks require applicants to submit personal income tax and business income tax returns for the previous years. Legal documents. Banks may require potential borrowers to submit the following documents. Franchise agreements. Business licenses and registrations required. Copies of contracts with any third parties. 3.3. Expert advice. The following information includes five important steps that one needs to follow to ensure a bank loan can be processed and have higher chances to be approved. First, understand your options and preferences. Before heading to a bank, check out the loan packages on their website and check what competitors are offering. It is essential to be aware of the kind of loan you are searching for, the terms you can afford, and your goal for paying off the loan. Also, always check out the fine print before going choosing to proceed. Second, ask questions. When you find the most interesting loan package, contact the bank immediately to find out in advance what the requirements are for loan eligibility. Third, realize your limitations and boundaries. If you are pursuing a loan, you ought to already be aware of your credit score records. Also, consider your financial limitations when planning to apply for a loan. You should apply for the loan based on your financial capacity to make repayments you can afford. Fourth, create a checklist. It is very efficient to create a checklist of the appropriate documentation needed for the loan application. Fifth, have the right expectations. Applying for a loan when you are not fully ready is never a good idea. Throughout the process, make sure to clarify the sequence of events so you'll have an idea of what to expect and when. Conclusion. All in all, it is evident that there are various funding opportunities and programs both at a national and at EU level. However, it is vital to research and be prepared before applying either to a funding opportunity or for a bank loan. Furthermore, fundraising is usually a very demanding and time-consuming process. Nonetheless, if you are properly prepared, then you will be able to spend less time fundraising and more time building or expanding the business. This module manages to introduce the learners to a wide range of possibilities for fundraising, national and European, and offer practical information on where and how to find the most important information when searching for funds.